Oliver Wolf is with the Swordfish Project. How are you today, Oliver?
I'm pretty fine, thank you, Wayne.
Excellent. So tell me a little bit about Swordfish.
Swordfish. Swordfish has quite a long history. I mean, Swordfish is a rather new project on the Eclipse platform. It has been created in August last year, and but the history goes long back in 1999. In 1999, Deutsche Post is the world's leading logistics group and owner of DHL, had decided to restructure the application landscape according to service-oriented principles. And at that time, none of the big IT vendors was able to provide a suitable technical platform for doing something like that. And this is why Deutsche Post decided to create their own technical platform for building a service-oriented architecture. And since then, since 1999, the platform has been improved, redesigned, extended as an internal project at Deutsche Post. Until early last year, they decided to gradually provide the whole stuff as public to the public as open source software. And this is the reason why Sopra was founded in the first place. Sopra is an independent services company, an open source sole distribution vendor that is now in charge of turning this large bespoke solution of Deutsche Post into open source software that is useful for hopefully a large community of potential users. And Swordfish is one of the initiatives that we have started in order to be able to provide this large solution as open source. There are two things that we're doing within Eclipse. One is we started to provide the tooling around this platform as part of the STP Silver Tools project. And the runtime part of the platform is what the Swordfish project is going to provide within the next few months and hopefully years. This is the background of Swordfish.
So now,
Swordfish, to summarize, maybe Swordfish is an open framework for building service-oriented application platforms.
What kind of features, what kind of applications would someone build with Swordfish?
I think there are a number of possible use cases for Swordfish. Maybe the most obvious thing that you can do with Swordfish is you can create an RCP application that acts, for example, as a service consumer in a large service-oriented enterprise application. Like, for example, you could create an RCP application that uses Swordfish to do a web service call to an enterprise service somewhere located in your server infrastructure. Or you can use Swordfish to provide a service, a business service implementation on the server side. I mean, Eclipse on the server is getting a lot of attention recently, and this is clearly something that we are addressing with Swordfish as well.
Forgive me my lack of knowledge in services-oriented architectures. Swordfish is an orchestration engine for communicating with web services?
No, it's basically a framework to do all things related to SOA to some extent. I mean, a process engine will be part of Swordfish one day. We're currently looking into integrating Apache ODE, which is one of the primary open source Beeple engines available today. And we're going to include that into Swordfish as well. But Swordfish itself is not really an orchestration engine. It's a framework that ties together all things related to creating SOA applications. Maybe to make it more clear, there are some things in Swordfish that clearly differentiate it from base technology, like, for example, Apache Service Mix. Service Mix is great, and even we use Service Mix as the technical base for Swordfish because it doesn't make any sense to create yet another JVI implementation. But what we're going to do is we add high-level services like dynamic service discovery, like centralized remote configuration of service participants, and most I think the most interesting feature is policy-based operation. That means you can express non-functional characteristics of service participants by using policies, and then the dynamic service discovery based on a service registry, for example, takes care of putting together the right service consumer, the right service provider that have matching non-functional characteristics.
What benefits does Swordfish gain from running on top of Equinox?
The reason why we decided to re-engineer the Deutsche Post solution based on Equinox is that Equinox and or OSGI in general and Equinox more specifically gives us the dynamical behavior and the flexibility that we need to, for example, to add services at runtime. I mean, hot pluggability is something that you really look into when you're looking for a SOA platform, and OSGI is, in my opinion, the ideal base technology to enable things like dynamic deployment of service implementations. And this is the main reason why we're going to port everything over to Equinox.
So the ability to have services come and go and
exactly.
New versions replace old versions.
New versions replacing old versions, adding components that, for example, provide new security technologies or new strategies for dynamic service discovery. All those things could be done completely dynamical. And this is something that is really, really great.
Are any other Eclipse projects being used by Swordfish? I'm thinking of identity management using Higgins along, or anything along those lines.
Higgins is definitely on the wish list. I mean, Higgins itself is a very, very complex and large enterprise. And what we're going to do is take a part of Higgins. The security token service in Higgins looks very interesting, and we are just in the process of trying to figure out how to use that to build our authentication system within the platform on top of that. Another thing that we are looking into using is the SDO support provided by the Eclipse Link project. This is also something that is related to data binding, which is really important in SOA. And this is we're going to take this from Eclipse Link, probably.
Swordfish has not done a 1.0 release yet. When are you expecting to do a 1.0 release?
We're expecting a first release sometime April, maybe. What? But that also means that we're not going to be part of Ganymede.
Are you considering maybe next year participating in the release train?
Definitely. This is definitely on the list. I mean, we're still on incubation, and I don't think that this is really going to change soon because we have lots of third-party components that we're going to use, and all this obviously takes time in the IP compliance process. But we're definitely looking into being part of the Eclipse release next year.